Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all know what this is.
Yeah.
Just Black Press of Preachers.
You know what I'm talking about? Something I can practice on you haters on.
We live, baby. We
all
live.
I want to tell you boys is get out of my business. Worrying about what the boy sipping. Y'all hate to see stop sipping. Get out of my business. Worrying about if I smoke hay. Trying to see how I get paid. Get out of my business. Worrying how I pull off the lot. Something new with no top. Get out of my business. No matter what, I won't stop. But when I drop, I won't fly. Get out of my business. Worrying about what the boy sipping. Y'all hate to see stop sipping. Get out of my business. Worrying about if I smoke hay. Trying to see how I get paid. Get out of my business. One how I pull off the lot. Something new with no time. Get out of my business. No matter what, I won't stop. Then when I drop, I won't flop. Get out of my business. First off, if I'm old and I'm in it. Nothing in the driveway, really got everything tinted. So when I ride by and I'm chilling, you haters can't see who winning. You wanna know too much, don't really wanna know too much. Y'all wanna know too much, say we doing too much. But you don't know nothing about us, you don't know nothing about us. Eliminate you up, the ride been rough, life been tough. But it's all we trust, started from the bottom, still on the come up. We winning, we in the lead, you can eat my dust. You can gossip all you want, you can spread the lie. Rolex and Cartier is high tech and time. You can hate on my wife cause she's so fine. I'm gonna do what to 16 and stop on the dime.
Haters.
And so what if all my kids got whipped? And we be taking trips on ships. I'll be stacking my chips.
Uh-huh.
I ain't even counting my tips. Y'all haters all in my mix. Need to shut y'all lips.
What?
Cause I ain't gonna slip. I'm like game over. I'm on my little flip.
Uh-huh.
Tell you like time to get off of my tips. Cause half you haters ain't
even on my list.
Get
out of my business.
Worrying about what your boy
love.
Y'all haters need to quit tripping.
Get out of my business.
Trying to start up the slow case.
Trying to see how I get paid. Get out of my business.
Wondering how I pull off the line.
Something new with no time, get out of my business.
No matter what, I won't stop. Then when I drop, when I flop, get out of my business. Worry about what the boy sipping. Y'all haters, if you quit tripping, get out of my business. Worry about if I'm okay. Tryna see how I get paid, get out of my business. Wonder how I pull off the line. Something new with no time, get out of my business. No matter what, I won't stop. Then when I drop, I won't flop. Get out of my business.
The man cause the kids go to college.
And they're just trying to get knowledge.
And they always stop it.
Uh-huh.
I get a million views
when I drop it.
Cause I'm doing shows always church hopping.
Yeah.
Get a full pick, don't crop it.
Okay.
If the beat go, don't stop it.
Hold
up. My soul, don't mop it.
Uh-oh.
Burberry collar, I pop it.
22 beers, I cop it. I'm still riding solo.
I'm
just
with the dolo.
When it's right now, I'ma get
more.
Here comes fast, it comes slow.
I'm ready to roll.
I'm on my 10 toes.
Killing the flow, I'm in my beast mode.
Living
my own, that's on my T-Jones.
Yeah.
And alone, the prince got no clothes.
Set the front door, you better hold the phone.
It's on.
Better let the boys know.
Fire in the hole, I'm about to blow. I pass the dough, bell and knock down
the door.
The best is getting the rest, and that's for sure.
You hating?
Keep it on the low.
With all them questions, what you asking for?
You work for TMZ, homie,
let me know.
Asking if I smoke when you smell a drug. Get out my business. Worrying about what the boy sipping.
Y'all haters need to quit tripping. Get out of my business.
Trying to see if I smoke, hey. Wondering how I get paid. Get out of my business. Pull off the lot,
something new with no time.
Get out of,
get
my business. No matter what, I won't stop. Then when I drop, I won't flop. Get out of my business. Worrying about what the boy sipping. Y'all haters need to stop tripping. Get out of my business.
Hold up.
Y'all,
stop.
Stop rapping.
Say what?
Yeah. Y'all know what it is. It's the Black Prince of Preachers on the MIC. What's the deal? What's up, everybody? Elder Prevost. Amen. And we want to welcome y'all to Get Out of My Business. You got some grievances? You got some stuff you want to get out your chest? Praise God. Hallelujah. You got some people and some hate. We call them haters. But you got to understand, a lot of haters are ignorant. Ignorant meaning they don't know. They on the outside looking in, and they speculating about what they see, and they really don't know what's going on. So sometimes you want to tell somebody to get out of, you know what, just get out of my business, because you don't know what you're talking about. But what we're going to do today, we're going to lace them up about what we're talking about. Amen. Praise God. We still mourning the loss of the late, great DMX. We got to get that shout out. We still mourning DMX. You know what? We're going to play a couple of his prayers real quick. We still setting up on the Facebook Live. We're going to play a couple of his prayers real quick. Y'all check them out. Amen. And then we're going to come right back with Get Out of My Business. Hey, if y'all got some grievances, y'all need to call that number. Let them know. If they listening or not, let them know. You know what? I got a problem with you. Go ahead. Let's do it.
I come to you hungry and tired. Give me food. Let me sleep. I come to you weak. You give me strength, and that's deep. You call me a sheep and lead me to green pastures. Only asking that I keep the focus in between the chapters. You give me the word and only ask that I interpret and give me the eyes that I may recognize a serpent. You know I ain't perfect, but you'd like me to try. Unlike the devil who just wants me to lie till I die. Lord, why is it that I go through so much pain? All I saw was black. All I felt was rain. I come to you because it's you who knows. You showed me that everything was black because my eyes were closed. You gave me the light and let me bask in your glory. So it was only right that when you ask for this story, I put it together to do our dog some good. Our dogs being brothers and sisters in the hood. Plenty of times you sent help my way, but I hid. And I remember once you held me close, but I slid. There was something that I just had to see, that you wanted me to see so I could be what you wanted me to be. And I think I've seen it, but I don't feel the same. Matter of fact, I know I've seen it. I can feel the change. And it's strange, almost got me beating down your door. But I've never known love like this before. It's a wonderful feeling to get away from the pain. And up under the ceiling, I get away from the rain. And the strain that I feel when I'm here is gone. I know real, so I wipe away the tears, son. And I almost lost faith when you took my man, Monty, Faso, and Dre's brother, Dad. And I fear that what I'm saying won't be heard until I'm gone. But it's all good, because I really didn't expect to live long. So if it takes for me to suffer, for my brother to see the light, give me pain till I die. But please, Lord, treat him right. Let us pray. I thank you, Lord, for my birth and everything that's followed. I thank you, Lord, for today, and I will pray for tomorrow. I thank you, Lord, for the love of my life and a friend. I made a promise, and I'm loving my wife to the end. I thank you, Lord, for your guidance, because it's all that counts. And right here, right now, Lord, this is your house. I thank you, Lord, for a dream that came true to light. And I ask you to bless everybody in this room tonight. I don't always do the right thing, and I ask you to forgive me. I need you here with me. Without you in my life, it's empty. I think back how some people did me like violence was the remedy. And because I think of that now, I pray for my enemy. Not because of what I'll do, but because they don't know. There's something better after here, but everybody won't go. So I ask you to forgive them, and we'll hope they see. And I thank you for the love that they've given to me. I will not abuse it, nor will I lead them astray. You see, I love them like children that I see every day. And I pray, no, we pray together. Get us through the bad weather, and we love you forever. Let your thought and my heart go hand in hand. I first thought, but to start. But I stand a man. And for as long as I can, as long as you permit me, please give me the strength I need to live. Bear with me.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, it is you who wakes me up every day. And I am forever grateful for your love. This is why I pray. You let me touch so many people, and it's all for the good. I influenced so many children. I never thought that I would. And I couldn't take credit for the love they get, because it all comes from you, Lord. I'm just the one that's giving it. And when it seems like the pressure gets to be too much, I take time out and pray and ask that you be my crutch. Lord, I am not perfect by a long shot. I confess to you daily. But I work hard every day, and I hope that you hear me. In my heart, I mean well. But if you'll help me to grow, then what I have in my heart will begin to show. And when I get going, I'm not looking back for nothing, because I will know where I'm headed. And I'm so tired of the suffering. I stand before you, a weakened version of your reflection, begging for direction, for my soul needs resurrection. I don't deserve what you've given me, but you never took it from me. Because I am grateful, and I use it, and I do not worship money. If what you want from me is to bring your children to you, my regret is
he was a real spiritual person. Praise God. Hallelujah. He was a real spiritual person. Praise God. Hallelujah. He wasn't a religious person. He was a spiritual person. People get it confused. Amen. Praise God. Religion and spirituality. But we are still mourning the loss of DMX. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me give you some explanation. Hallelujah. Because they are. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, because this is called Get Out of Our Business, so we want to set some records straight. Hallelujah, amen. There have been a few rumors following our loved one, L. Sooner's passing, that we'd like to clear up. The family statement said, no one has bought Earl's Masters. Additionally, we are not selling any merchandise or raising any money for Earl's funeral. If anyone is requesting money for his funeral, please be aware. The person is a scam. We will keep the public posted on funeral and service arrangements. This statement comes after recent record surfaced that claims that rap mogul Jay-Z and his superstar wife, Beyonce, acquired DMX's masters for $10 million in order to give all proceeds to his children. However, the producer, Swiss Beatz, first confirmed the speculation was false after a comment under an Instagram post in the article of the article, shutting down the rumor, not true king. The Versus co-creator said, along with prayers, hand emojis, and revoke force. Amen. Praise God. Okay, we got a little more. Earl was a warrior who fought to the very end. The statement continued, he loved his family with all of his heart, and we cherished the times we spent with him. Earl's music inspired countless fans across the world, and his iconic legacy will live on forever. We appreciate all the love and support during this incredibly difficult time. Please respect our privacy as we grieve the loss of our brother, father, uncle, and the man the world knew as DMX. We will share information about his memorial services once details are finalized. Praise God on the day. So we thank God for that. Clearing that up. If anybody out there trying to donate money so DMX, for DMX's funeral, they're telling you to beware. It's a scam. Amen. DMX wasn't broke. He don't need nobody give him no money. Amen. For no fear. Praise God. Amen. So,
Hallelujah. Let's get down with the get down. Praise God. Once again, it's a blessing to be on the line. Blessing to see each and every last one of you on today. Everybody that's called in on Blog Talk Radio. Everybody tuned in. Amen. On Facebook Live and everybody watching on YouTube. I want to remind everybody on YouTube, this is a pre-recorded show. Praise God. It's a pre-recorded show, so do not call into this show. It's pre-recorded. If you want to call in live, amen, you can hit me up at revprevost@gmail.com. That's R-E-V, T as in Paul, R-E, V as in Victor, O-S, T as in Tom, @gmail.com. Amen. Hit me up there. Amen. Give me your information. I'll let you know when you can be a part of the live show. All right. Praise God. We're talking about getting out of my business. Praise God. Amen. We're trying to clear up some things. This is what the Bible says about forgiveness. There are steps to forgiveness that we don't take. Amen. There are steps to forgiveness we don't take. The steps to forgiveness are to first rebuke your brother. Jesus said, when your brother sins against you, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. So that's two steps. That's two steps right there. First, you got to rebuke him. And we skip that part. In church, we skip that part. We don't tell people to rebuke people. To rebuke somebody is to get on their case. Tell them, I'm offended by something you did. A lot of times we mad at people. People don't even know that we mad at them. And if they do know, they don't know why. They don't know why you mad at them. So you should first confront that person. See, going around telling people that you mad at me does not fix the situation if I don't know you mad. Bless God. Can I say that again? Does that make any sense to anybody? If you mad at me and you run around telling everybody, I'm mad. Mad at Prevost. I'm mad at the prince. The prince that made me mad. I'm pissed off at the prince. I better not see the prince in the street. But you see me in the street. You roll your eyes, do whatever you do, and I don't know why. I'm like, I don't know what's wrong with so-and-so. I ain't doing nothing to him. He got attitude. Now, of course, the Bible also instructs me, if I know that my brother has a problem with me, that I need to go make it right with my brother before I leave the altar. Before I even put an offering at the altar, I need to go make this right. Okay, but it's two-sided. It's two-sided. You got to let me, what if I don't even know? A lot of times, people don't even know that you mad at them. You speaking to them, talking on the phone with them, y'all texting back and forth. But you got an issue. You got a problem with me. And I don't even know you got a problem. Praise God. Hallelujah. And this is where we come and we hash out these problems. We hash out these problems. Now, if y'all out there, y'all calling on Facebook Live. Y'all can call in. Y'all got issue with somebody. You done heard a rumor about yourself, and you want to straighten it all out. This is the platform to do that. Come right on. Call in. Straighten it out. Don't leave nothing in the comments. I can't see the comments. Bless God. I'm using this laptop for something else. So I call in if you got a grievance. I got a grievance. I posted something one time on Facebook, and of course, you might want to call it a stage name if we was in the entertainment field. My stage name is the Black Prince, the Black Prince of Priests. You know, that's my stage name. I posted it's hosted by the Black Prince of Priests, and somebody put, now you bringing race and mixing race with religion. And that's going to mess things up, and it's going to cause a separation and all this kind of stuff. Not understanding that I didn't give myself that name. Praise God. I didn't start calling myself the Black Principal Preacher. The only reason why I call myself Black Principal Preacher is to pay homage. To pay homage to the man who called me the Black Principal Preacher, the late great Andre Pierre Alexis. Praise God. This man heard me on the prayer line, decided he was going to ordain me. I know God led him, but, you know, God can lead people and people don't, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. You know what I'm saying? God can lead people sometimes and people won't follow where God is leading you. But this man followed where God was leading him. He ordained me. He ordained my wife. And he started calling me the Black Prince of Preachers. And that's where the name came from. I didn't give myself this name. So everybody out there, how he get, who he think he is, calling himself this, calling himself that, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Whatever. You know, whatever. Check it out. I got a piece of the recording for you. Check it out. This is the late, great Bishop Andre Alexis' voice for you to hear.
Well, I definitely want to say thank you, my dear friend. You know, I call you the Black Prince of Preachers, and I think it's a well befitting name for you. You know, you are a very articulate and demonstrative person when you preach this gospel, and you do it all from a point of royalty, because that's who you are. You are a part of a royal priesthood, and I recognize your priesthood, and I say my.
Yeah. All right. I know y'all don't want to hear the song. But that's where it came from, the Black Prince of Preachers. It came from him. So I honor him by continuing that. And we are winning. The song We Are Winning that I have, that was dedicated to him because that was his saying. We are winning. We are winning. We are winning. We are winning because of what Christ has done for us on Calvary. For all of y'all that's in my business about my name, where it came from, how dare I call myself a prince? If I'm a prince, who's the king? And da 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 da. But there you go. That's the F. Right there, it came from Bishop Andre Pierre Alexis, and I kept the name to pay homage to him. And it's a catchy name. It's a cool name, Black Prince of Preachers. And he explained to me where it came from. It came from the Prince of Preachers, Martin Luther. Martin Luther was the person who branched off from the Catholic Church and started what we call the Lutheran Church, or some people call it the Methodist Church. Or what some people call the Methodist Church. Bless God. What some people call the Methodist Church. Amen. He branched out because he seen something that wasn't right. And he began to preach the word as he saw. And he said, that's what I was doing. I was preaching the word as I saw it. I wasn't preaching what I was being preached. I was preaching what I saw. Because what I saw wasn't being preached. You know what I'm saying? And it still ain't being preached. So I'm going to preach what I preach. You know? And some people might say, you know, I'm an unorthodox. I go my own way. I do my own thing. Yeah, I do. I do. Praise God, because that's what I do. Amen. That's what God has called me. He's called me to be a rebel. Jesus was a rebel. He didn't preach what he was preaching. He said, you have been told. But I say, praise God, hallelujah. Then he turned around and told us we're going to do greater things than he did. So he has given us authority to say, you have been told, but I say, praise God, hallelujah. You may not understand my point of view. You may not agree with it, but hey, it's mine, and you can't change it. Praise God. So don't try to try. If God wanted to change, he'll change. another thing I want to clear up is jury. Everybody always talking about, Elder got all this jury. Elder must be bombing, must be selling dope. Money must be rolling in. Money ain't rolling in. First of all, praise God, hallelujah. This stuff that I get wholesale. I get real rock bottom cheap. Praise God, hallelujah. Some of it, it ain't none of it real gold. Ain't no real shit. It's a, what you call it, famous deal. Praise God. It's what, this new is crazy. This is what the rappers do. All them rappers, you think they got diamonds and gold and stainless steel and cubic zirconia. Praise God. And it looks real good. It looks real good. Amen. It so do. It glam. It's sad, but it ain't real. It ain't real. If it was real, I wouldn't be saying what I'm saying. Wouldn't be driving what I'm driving. Wouldn't be wearing what I'm wearing. Praise God if this was real. Before I put money on my wrist, I'm going to put it in the drive. I'm going to put it in the house. You know what I'm saying? I'm putting it on some clothes. I'm going to put it on some appliances. I'm going to put it on some furniture before I put it on my wrist. Understand? Praise God. I'm not what you call it, like a spokesperson. I can get you the stuff for the cheap. For the cheap. And you can look just like the rappers, wearing just what the rappers. Praise God. This is my style, okay? Praise God. I'm not trying to be nobody. I'm not trying to look no certain way to nobody. I'm not trying. Well, I guess I am trying, but I'm not trying to do it for you. God, I'm doing it for me. You can ask my wife. I will. I get iced up and stuff down to sit in this house all day. So we clean that stuff up. I'm not walking around with G's or hundreds on my wrists. On my fingers, none of that. So y'all get that out your mind. Praise God. City Trend. It's a good budget shop for somebody that likes my kind of style, the hip hop style. City Trend. I don't care what the rappers said about City Trend. Half of them used to shop at City Trend before they got money in Knuckle Shop. That's how they got. Look at their old. It looked the same on the video. You can't tell if that's name brand on the video or not. And half the stuff in City Trend is name. Most of it, praise God. I'm just saying, you that's the problem. That's why we say haters are ignorant, because they don't really know what's going on. So we can't get mad at the hater for the hater being stupid. We can't get mad at the hater because the hater is ignorant, because the hater is on the outside looking in. The hater thinks you just balling like that. Praise God. If you think, ask the question. See, I'm only telling you to get out of my business because you ain't came to me yet. Praise the Lord. Can I say it like that? I'm only telling you to get out of my business because you ain't came to me with it. You going to everybody else. I'm right here. And people are, well, you could have called me. The phone line worked two ways. Hey, the phone line works two ways. I don't got a problem with you. You know, so this is, I'm not talking to nobody in particular. I'm just saying, this is the type of things we go through every day, like people just be tripping. Hold on. Oh, need some light. Yeah, some light. Okay, there we go. Now we got some light. Got two in there. Take the glass off. Have you glass off? Better without the glass? Got you? For real? I appreciate that. Anyway, like I was saying, it's ignorant to think, you know, you on the outside looking in. We got to let people know, you know, confront me. You got a problem with me, confront me. I got a friend in California. If he got a problem with me, he going to confront me. I don't like everything about people, but certain things about people I like. You confront me. Like my wife, see, if she got an issue, she come tell me. She ain't one of them women, let it fester, and then you go and do something you ain't got no business doing, and then you come back and you confront me about what you thought I did, then by that time it's so old, I don't even know what you're talking about, But you done already made up your mind. I did whatever you thought I did. No, she tell me right then and there, this. So I can, we can nip it in the bud right then and there. That's the kind of stuff I respect out of people. I don't respect all that you going behind my back. You talking this, you talking that. Look, I'm right here. I'm right here. That's why we, where we come from, when we say, get out of my business. Because you trying to be in my business, but you asking the wrong people about my business. You should be coming to me about my business. Because they don't know nothing about me. They only know what I tell you about my business. You feel me? Same thing. All across the board, it's the same thing. Yeah, my business. But who you think he is, a rapper? I am a rapper, y'all. Y'all got to come to grips with that. I'm a preacher, but I'm a rapper. Y'all ain't got no problem with Al Green. Al Green running around. You know why? Because an R&B singer and a preacher both wear a suit. The same clothes that man wore to the club, he can go and preach to them Sunday morning. Won't nobody know the difference. He be in the club Sunday nighttime. I mean, Saturday nighttime. I love and happening. And then be in the church Sunday morning. Come like, God is good all the time. But you know, you could tell I was rapping that because of look at the chains he got on. Look at the chain the bishops got on. The bishops got on a big gold chain with a gold cross, and they got the gold cross tucked in their pocket. Come on, now, what's the difference? Because you got on a suit. I got on a button down. Do I get any credit for the button down? Give me some credit for the button down. Don't be talking about my range may be a little bit bigger than your range. But watch this. I bet your range costs a whole lot more money than my range. Your range might actually be real. Them might actually be real diamonds in your piece. You feel me? And you got the nerve. Hey, come on. Let's be real. The Bible says, he went to the Bible. I did. Do not conform to the images of this world. Now, the image of a preacher is the image the world has of a preacher. Jesus didn't look like every other preacher. Jesus blended in so much with the people that they had to get one of the disciples to kiss him, to point him out. Because they didn't know who he was. He blended in. He didn't walk around looking like a preacher. That's why he was so hard to capture. They've been trying to get this man for 3 years. He done ducked out of this synagogue, then went over to that synagogue, then ducked out of this synagogue, went over to the temple, flipped some tables over. The man had lost his mind. They trying to find this man, and they don't know. He's right there, but they don't see him. They don't know that's him because he's blending in. Right now, if they come right now to kill the preachers, we don't kill all the preachers. You know, they don't knock on my door, look at me and go, oh, sorry to bother you, sir. There's no way he's preaching. Then I'm open the door like, what's up? What you got going on? Bling, bling. I'm just saying. So I don't need to conform to the image that you have. I only need to conform to the image that God has. You feel me? I don't need to fit in with the Pharisees and the Sadducees. He said, beware the Pharisees, the leaven of the Pharisees. Beware the Pharisees' bread. In other words, beware of the food they feed you. Not the food, not the edible food, the spiritual food, the knowledge they trying to tell you. Beware of that. They're trying to tell you how to dress, trying to tell you how to talk, they're trying to tell you how to act. All I gotta do is follow these top 10 commandments. That's really, you ain't gotta dress a certain way to follow the 10 commandments. Praise God. You ain't gotta wear skirts down to your ankles to follow the 10 commandments. Praise God. Don't lie, steal, cheat, kill, don't honor God, remember the Sabbath day, honor your mother and father. You can do all that. I can do all that in shorts and a tank top. Praise God. Hallelujah. I can do all that in a suit. I can do all that in t-shirts and jeans. I can do all that in Louis Vuitton. I can do all that. Don't trip on the name brands. First of all, let me watch this. Half the name brands in my closet, one of y'all gave it to me. Half the name brands in my closet, one of y'all gave it to me. I got 5 pair of Jordans. Somebody gave it to me. You buying no Jordans? Are you crazy? You know how much Jordans cost? I thought about buying some Jordans the other day until I looked up and seen how much they were. I might have to go with the figures. I might have to, yeah. I bought my kids some Air Force Ones. $100 a pop. Right from the Nike shop. But I'm not going to buy myself. I'm not going to pay $100 for a passport. This is, for all, I know people see me outside the house and like, look at how much money he got on. Hey, half of the job, y'all gave me this. that tells me y'all got the name friends in y'all closets. They're not in my closet. They only in my closet because they was once your closet. You only wore it once or twice, look good. So I'm gonna wear it out. And I'm going to accessorize. You know what I'm saying? And the accessories I got, I'm selling these accessories. These are showroom accessories. These are showroom. I can get you all these. All you got to do is hit me up. RealPrevost@gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? Real, I'm talking about the same stuff they wear. The same stuff. Coming from the same people. I got connections. And somebody say, well, if you got the hookup, why don't you hook up somebody else? Because these chains, this chain right here, this chain here costs $170 just the chain, not the piece, just the chain. This chain by itself. This is a stainless steel chain. This ain't silver. This is stainless steel. It costs $170. $70 at the jewelry store. Now, I ain't pay that for it. I paid $15 for it because I ordered it straight from the manufacturer. Because I got the hookup with the manufacturer. And I can tell you how to get the hookup with the manufacturer. Or I can hook you up with, I can be the middleman. I can be the middleman and make that profit like the jewelry store does. You know what I'm saying? $15 for this time. This say you $5. That's how much I pay for. I ain't saying I'm charging you that much. That's how much the jury's still paying for. And you gonna turn around and pay $100 for it. I'm just asking for $20. $20 you get chain. Then you want the piece in the chain? $50. $50. And then it ain't gonna fade on. It ain't gonna fade on. Unless you go swimming in it or something. You stupid if you going swimming in it. Praise God, amen. But the chains ain't gonna turn. The pieces might, but the chains ain't. Amen. The rings ain't. These ain't gonna change. I got wedding bands, silver wedding bands, $10. They solid. This ain't turning no color. This ain't that stuff you got at the flea market that you wonder why your finger green because you mess around and got some fake stuff. No, this is the rule. We got the fake stuff. So all y'all, he getting all this jerk. He must be spending a whole lot of money on jerk. Ain't no freak supposed to have all that jerk. Get out of my business. Ask me yourself. Ask me yourself and I'll tell you the truth. My God. I know y'all ain't used to that. That's a concept. Like, what? You gonna ask me something. I'm gonna ask you something, Elder, and you actually gonna tell me the truth? Yes. I'm gonna tell you the truth. What am I sipping? Coffee? What am I sipping? Coke. Am I supposed to know? Y'all worried about the alcohol. If he sipping alcohol, what he got in his cup? What he got in that cup? Is he drinking that cup? What he got in that cup? Don't, I'm like, Wayne, don't worry about what's in my cup. I don't care if it's heroin in my cup. It's my cup. But I'm going to tell y'all, it's coffee. It might be water, soda. I ain't supposed to be drinking that much, but not that much as I drink. Because if I can tell that too, I can't drink too many fluids. I ain't never heard of it before until I got sick. Like, you drinking too many fluids. How can you drink too many fluids? Ain't the body made of water? Everybody say, hey, you pouring too much water in the ocean. Are you serious? It's the ocean. I'm just saying. Can I give a shout out to my audience? Give a shout out to my audience. Y'all are the best audience in the world. Anyway, guys, yeah, man, that's what we got today. Get out of my business. We ain't got no callers on the line. Nobody want to call in and tell nobody get out of their business. You know what I'm saying? Nobody want to call in. I had one person call me say, you know, he was getting some communion wine from a liquor store. Now, all of a sudden, it's going around the church. They saw somebody saw him. Not from the liquor store, but from the corner store. And somebody saw him. And now it's going around the church. He an alcoholic. Get out that man business. Y'all don't know what's going on. Lord, how much all these rumors, all this shade. Can we stop with all the rumors? Can we stop with all the shade? Can we go ask that person? They might just tell you the truth. And then the problem be, watch this. A big problem be somebody tell you the truth. you feel what I'm saying? Somebody tell you the truth. You don't want to believe the truth. This is like Jack Nicholson said. You want the truth, you can't have the truth. Because you don't want to believe the truth. Somebody will tell you the truth, you don't believe the truth. But if I lie, you're going to believe the lie. People so bad. So bad. You know what I'm saying? That's why we're saying, get out. The Bible says, confront a person. Not go gossiping about it. And when they do say take it in front of other people, you're supposed to take that person with you in front of other people. Not do it behind their back. Praise God. Which is, that's what a lot is going on in the church. It's going on behind my back. Behind your back. They talking about, they shaking your hand and talking about somebody. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's time for us to cut this out. It's time for us to cut this out. Especially y'all, because this ain't a Christian show. I'm a Christian person. This particular show right here, Get Out of My Business, ain't a Christian show. It's Christian faith. But it ain't a Christian show. I welcome anybody to call it. Hey. Even if you want to cuss, I don't care. Just no hold barred on Get Out of My Business. Whatever you got to get off your chest, get off your chest. That might be the last time you ever cuss again in your life. God might just that might be the drainage. You might have to get them last few MFs out. And once the MFs came out, now you, I feel a lot better now. It might be no. You never know. You never know. Either. I'm trying to tell you. Talking some real stuff. Now, like I said, we're going to be here we're going to try to be here again next Saturday at 2 o'clock. Next Saturday at 2 o'clock. Get out of my business. If you got a grief, something's going to happen this week. Something's going to happen this week. And you're going to want a outlet to vent. This is that outlet. Right here, Black Principle, Get Out of My Business. You got to tell them, because I'm always going to have something. If I got to repeat myself, I'm going to have something. Because I'm tired of people being in my business And once again, when we say in our business, we mean you in my business, but you ain't talking to me about my business. You talking to everybody else and they mama about my business. And you on the outside looking at me. Let me give you an example. Remember the wedding in Canaan? You know, I love talking about the wedding in Canaan. That's my scripture. I love breaking it down. But remember the wedding in Canaan? Remember the wedding in Canaan? Remember back then, and it's still a day in Jewish traditions, especially over there in the third world countries. The wedding ain't nothing but a long party, a big party. Now, when Jesus got to the party, somebody wanted wine, and the mother of Jesus said they have no wine. Now, imagine a person not at the party, a person across the street looking at the party, and all you see is the music, you see people dancing, you see people eating, but you don't know ain't no alcohol at the party, and you over there talking about looking at them over there getting sloppy drunk. They ought to be shaming themselves. Everybody over there gonna be hungover. But you don't know, ain't no, they ain't even got no wine. They out. They out of wine. And that's how we do. We become haters. We become haters because we see other people in their situations and we think their situation is so much better than ours that we begin to judge from our point of view and we don't know. That party ain't got no wine. You got wine at your party. It just ain't nobody over there. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you got a problem, you just ain't got the people over there. Got the people, they ain't got no one. In other words, the Bible says there's no temptation that's common to man. In other words, we all going through something. Bless the name of the Lord. We all going through something going on. We all got some kind of issue. It ain't just you. So you don't need to hate on me. Praise God. You don't need to hate on me because me and you, you got some jury in your jury box too, and we probably paid the same thing. Mine was just flashier than yours. And you just hating on me because I'm flashier. But what you hating for? You hating on her because she wear a big church hat. Well, you hating on her because she got a different hat on every time. Get you some business. Go ask her, well, why you wear a different hat at you? Start conversations. Don't hate on her because she like wearing fly hats. Don't hate on him because he like wearing fly suits. Don't hate on her because she like red bottoms. Hey, praise God. Hey, man, you can't be hating on people because they style and what you think. Hey, man. Praise God. You hating on the white boys because you think they trying to black. You don't know they was raised by black people. I knew a guy like that. His name was Mike, I believe. They was always judging because he was a white boy. Then he'd walk around, and then once in a while, they were a nigga would slip out. What's up, nigga? What's up, nigga? And they, oh my gosh. This white boy is over here trying to be black, trying to be something that he's not. Then you come up, you go to his house, and everybody in the house black except him. How are you going to be white in a house full of black people? Praise God. Your brother black, your mama black, your daddy black, your sister black. You the adopted white boy. You've been in the family since you was like 5 or 6 years old, and people don't expect you to act black. Outside looking in, you don't know the situation. Praise God. So then when you got to tell, look, get out of my business unless you gonna ask me about it. Praise God. Get out of my business unless you're going to ask me about it. We got about 10 more minutes and we should be out here. But that's the whole basis of the show. We encourage everybody out there to call in. Those of you on YouTube, every Saturday, praise God, at 2 p.m. Central Time. That's 11 o'clock. Is that 11 o'clock? No, that's 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock Pacific Time. 1 o'clock Midwest, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Time. Get out of my business. Let's set these haters straight. Amen. Set these haters straight. Get these haters up out of my business. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to be in my business, ask me. If there's something going around about you, or a rumor going around about you, let's set it straight. Right here on Get Out of My Business. Check this out. I love each and every last one of y'all. I've had a blessed time in the Lord on today. Those of you on YouTube, we want y'all to be a part of the live show. We're trying to build this thing up, people. You know you got to follow somebody. Amen. You need somebody to talk to. Boom. Here I am. You can call the prince. You feel me? And I got you. I got you. All right. All right, y'all. We love y'all. Let me pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We praise you. We magnify you. We love you. Lord, we pray for those who sin against us. And we ask that we be enlightened. We be enlightened enough to follow your word, to rebuke and to forgive. Hallelujah. To follow the steps of your word. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we magnify you. Lord, we lift you up. Lord, we love you. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We thank those of you on YouTube. Call in. Call in. Like, subscribe. Like, subscribe. But like, subscribe. Subscribe. But like, subscribe. Like, subscribe. But like and subscribe. Alright, I got some original music for y'all. As soon as I find it. Hey, I want to thank once again my imaginary studio audience. Y'all have been wonderful. Yeah, once again, I want to thank my imaginary studio audience. Y'all have been wonderful today. I thank God. Give yourselves a hand. Yeah, God is over. God is over. Can you give me a hand? Can I have a hand? Can I get a hand too? I love a hand. Thank God. Yes. Yes. Love you, man. Love you, God. Yes. Listen. Don't do it no more. Don't do it no more. Amen. Well, we thank God for each and every last one of y'all. We going to leave y'all with my remake. This is me and my daughter, Peaches, a.k.a. Andrea Cherise Prevost. That's my second in charge. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And she is featured on this song. We redid Mr. Wrong by Mary J. Blige and Drake. Y'all check it out. And we're going to see y'all next time on Get Out of My Business. Make sure y'all tune in with us tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, we got Bishop Meg Page coming live from Care Church, Inc. All right, we'll see y'all next time. Hey, check it out. I love the Lord. You see? Yeah. Here we go. I don't think they're ready, though. It's like, you wanna do right, but things keep going wrong. Something about the name Jesus, it ain't just a song. Just keep calling on him, I promise it won't be long. To all your worries and your problems, they all'll be gone. You say you're trying, well I tell you try harder. His grace is sufficient, ain't no telling what the Lord'll do. You need him in your life, the one and only Christ. He came, lived and died and paid a major sacrifice. So if you believe like I believe, eternal life you will achieve. Just lift him up and then you'll see the windows of heaven opening and blessings pouring out. When you feel the spirit, you'll start to shout. When praises go up, blessings come down. When you're alone, he's still around. Now come on. I tell you that I love you.
wanna tell you that I love you.
Still on the air. I'm going to give y'all one more before we sign off today. That is, I'm just a nobody. Y'all know the song. I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody. Hold on. Ooh. Hope that don't happen in the pulpit. But, you know, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. Y'all check it out. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Hey, I'm just a nobody. You know what I'm talking about? A nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody.
Yeah.
Y'all old heads know what I'm talking about. Check me out.
Let's go.
Hell is hot, but heaven is paradise. Jesus told me obedience is better than sacrifice. But people hard-headed and deaf, they ain't listening. In order to see the kingdom of heaven, you must be born again. Look at your watch, it's time to change your mind. Second riches in heaven, you can say I'm on my grind. But the devil can't stop me, I resist and watch you flee. Bring everything you got, so whether it leave nothing to me. Look, I got God on my side, the first lady in my ride. I took the word from the booth, pulpit, and the prayer line. And I still shine, but now my light's so bright. I lifted his name and I took flight overnight. Now I write him down, put him on the track and let y'all run with him. I'm walking the word, looking to my future, my whole past the flood. So listen, here we go again, I got my pad and my pen. I repented of all my sins, start fresh again. I'm like Khaled in the choir, boy, all I do is win. Blessings raining in my life, boy, all I do is grin. Everlasting, omnipotent, that's the God I serve. Loving and forgiving, that's the God I serve. I'm just trying to tell y'all about the God I serve. And if you know like I know you'll be the God you serve. I'm just a nobody. I'm trying to tell everybody about somebody.
What?
Who can save anybody? Save anybody. I'm just a nobody. I'm trying to tell everybody about somebody.
What can he do?
Who can save anybody? Save anybody.
If they ain't like me in the world,
They gon' hate me now, but I got the flow to make your favorite rapper retire. And I'm being led by the spirit. When I fit it, y'all feel it. And you know that I'm the realest. You getting chills when you hear this. I rep the most high. I'm blessed, that's no lie. Two angels by my sides at all times, and they both fly. Say what? They both fly. You get it? They both fly. Two angels by my sides at all times, and they both fly. Yeah. He my shepherd, I don't want for nothing. I fell off, came back, and I ain't never stopped studying. He been calling my name, I just had to stop running. I'm just telling y'all, repent, the day of the Lord is coming. Yeah, you're living wrong, you better get it right. Cause he coming back, like a thief in the night. You don't know the day, you don't know the hour, but I'm on that empire. It ain't about the money, it's about the power. And there's power in the name of Jesus. Time to go to work, cause it's harvest season. Bring your burdens and cares to the throne. And leave him, cause he cares for you. That's the whole reason. Nevertheless, and omnipotent, that's the God I serve. Loving and forgiving, that's the God I serve. And I'm just trying to tell y'all about the God I serve. And if you know like I know, it'd be the God you serve. Okay. Nobody, I'm trying to tell everybody about somebody.
What?
Save anybody, save anybody. I'm just a nobody. I'm trying to tell everybody about somebody.
What can he do?
He can save anybody, save anybody. I'm just a nobody.
Thank you, those of you on Blog Talk Radio, for tuning in with us today. Once again, this is Elder Andre Prevost, the Black Prince of Preachers. And we're going to leave y'all with just one more of our hits today, one more of our hits. And that is, in case you're wondering, this is dedicated to my First Lady, Aisha Prevost. I love you, baby. And this song is dedicated to you. Check it out.
Yeah. In case you're wondering.
TonySwayMusic.com ChinchillaMusic.net collabo.
Let's go.
I ain't perfect,
nah.
I never claimed to,
be.
But even in my imperfections, you still stay with me.
Yeah.
I was thinking that this best of life just ain't for me. Then like a gift from God, you appeared to me. On the surface, we weren't what we appeared to be. Then God peeled back the layers so we both could see. If we gon' make this thing work, then he's the key. Look in the mirror, still don't see what you see in me. And I ain't got the words to tell you what I see in you. But just the thought of losing you, it make me lose my cool. My word is true, it's the world against me and you. And if you ever question if I do, I wrote this song to tell you. If you wonder if I care about you, I just wanna tell you I do. And if you wonder if I need you, why you think I call you my boo? I call you my boo. I know sometimes I don't treat you the way a man's supposed to. I do the things I'm supposed to do. So if you wonder if I love you, I just wanna tell you, I just wanna tell you I do.
I do.
I do. Just like our wedding day. I put a ring on it, I knew it, I said watch them hate. Telling lies about me, that I'm being fake. They never been in love before, so they can't relate. Got me all in my feelings like my name was Drake. First time I saw you got this feeling that I couldn't shake. To another place, your love takes me away. By your side, do or die, this is where I wanna stay. If you wonder if I care about you, I just wanna tell you I do,
tell you I do.
And if you wonder if I need you, why you think I call you my boo? I call you my boo. I know sometimes I don't treat you the way a man's supposed to. I do the things I'm supposed to do. So if you wonder if I love you, I just wanna tell you, I just wanna tell you I do,
I do.
In front of the world,
I'm telling you,
to death do us part, it's just me and you.
Just me and you.
In front of the world,
girl,
I'm telling you.